Ezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Yud Dalid in Maseches Shabbos, the 76th daf in Shas. We pick up a few lines from the bottom on daf Yud Gimel Amabez. Today's daf is going to introduce us to the Gzeros in the Aliyah of Hananya that the Gemara began to make reference to on the top of Yud Gimel Amabez. And many of the Gzeros will take us into topics of Tumah and Tahara. The Gemara begins. Maininu Shmona Asar Dover. What are these 18 things that they had created Gzeras about? The Snan, as we learned in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that appears in Zavin Perikei Mishnah Yud Beis, and this will list quite a few, not all, and not all of these are, according to Rambam, of the 18 that were the Gzeras of Hananya, but the bulk most definitely is. Elu Poslin Disnan, we learned. Elu Poslin Satruma. These are the things that make Truma possible. Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon. If someone eats something that is Tameh, so the individual who ate has a din of a Rishon L'Tumah. Rashi explains that this is a Gzeira. Let's see Rashi inside. No one says this better than Rashi himself. Ha'ochel ochel rishon, says Rashi, min ha'Torah eina ochel matame odam ha'ochlo chutz min velas of tor. The Torah Akdosha only describes someone who becomes tame when eating something that is tame, if it comes from a kosher bird that was not slaughtered properly, a nevela. Aval nevelas behema lo. But if you touch a nevela of an animal, then that does not make you tame. Kidamer beseches nida. Mi she'en lo tuma ela bachilasa, yotzesazu she'yesh lo tuma kodem she'ochlena. Chazal have a drasha in nida that because a nevelas behema is already tame before the achila, so then in such a case, he does not become tame min ha'Torah. V'kol she'ken ochel rishon, certainly someone who eats, who's a rishon, she'eino avatoma, he wouldn't even be an avatoma. Aval hein gazu ba'osayom, but they made a gzeira that, number one, someone who eats, who's a rishon, is able to be metame truma. B, not only is the chidush that a rishon would be metame truma, but even if he touched or ate nevelas behema, which min ha'Torah is not metame at all, by achila, nevertheless, achila gives you that status. Not only that, v'ha'ochel ochel sheni, someone who eats a sheni l'tuma, also assumes that identity as well of tuma, and cannot eat, that individual cannot eat truma. Ha'ochel sheni would be a nevelas behema that comes in contact with another food item, and then the individual eats it. Nevertheless, by eating only an ochel sheni, and even though it's an avelas be'ema, that could still be metame truma. Tosis in Dibar Maschil, ochel rishon v'ochel sheni, says why we need both cases, that if we had only said ochel rishon, we would have thought ochel sheni would be okay, and if we only said ochel sheni, I would have thought that ochel rishon turns the truma into a sheni, that it would be able to be metame other truma. Vashose mashkim tmeyin. They made a gzera of someone who drinks mashkin tmeyim. Again, we saw the only time an ochel, someone who eats, becomes tame is by nevelas of tahar. Nevertheless, midrabanan, they said by drinking mashkin, you also become tame. Vaba rosha virubo bimayim shuuvim. And somebody who watered himself in Mayim Shuvim, which we know is possible for a mikvah. Rashi explains this was after he had been mitar himself in an appropriate manner. Vitar Shanafla Rosh Rubo Shlosha Lugin Mayim Shuvim, and a tar that had poured on his body three lugim of Mayim Shuvim, that will be possible a mikvah. Again, this is a gzera midrabanan, lest one come to think that either mayim shuvim are kosher, or three lugim of mayim shuvim are kosher, v'hasefer, as well as all kisvei kodesh are mitame b'maga. Very striking reason. The Gemara will tell us that we're afraid that when one touches Svarim, one will actually come in contact, because close to the Svarim were often things that can make the Yadayim Tame, that the Gemara will bring out on our daf. Vahayadayim, as well as Stam Yadayim, before Netilas Yadayim, where Choshesh came in contact with Davar Shebetuma. Vahatful Yom, someone who is a Tful Yom, that he went to the mikvah for Tahara, yet he didn't receive Harav Shemesh. Rashi points out that the Gemara will ask that the concept of Tful Yom is actually a Doraisa. Why did we put in a list of one of the Takanos? Va'ochlin va'kelim shenitmu b'mashkin. Va'ochlin va'kelim shenitmu b'mashkin, that ochlim and kelim that had come in contact with mashkin tmeim, they can be posel truma as well. Okay, so this Mishnah in Zavim is one of the most important sources of many of the gzeros that were made in the attic of Hanani ben Chizkiya ben Gora. Now the Gemara begins to analyze them. Man Tana, who is the Tana who says that the gzera goes like this? Ha'ochel ochel rishon, va'ochel ochel sheni. Someone who eats a rishon, va'ochel ochel sheni, and someone who eats an ochel sheni, seem to say misa pasle, he can make truma pasle. That was the lashon of the Mishnah. Tzmuye lo mitamu. But he doesn't make the truma itself into a sheni that can make other truma tame as well. There are two different rules of truma. One is that when something becomes tame, it could be metame other things. Another is the idea of psul, and that is that if it's truma, it becomes pasul, but it doesn't have the ability to be metame something else. From the lashon of the Mishnah Zavim, elu poslin seems to indicate that it passels, but it doesn't turn the other truma into a sheni. When it comes to truma, a sheni could be metame and create a shlishi, but it seems from here that that cannot take place. The Gemara asks, who understands this gzera this way, that a ochel rishon, a ochel sheni, will passel truma, but will not allow the truma to be metame something else? Amar Rabba Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yeshua hi. Rabbi Baruch Hanan answered that this follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah in Saita describes a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Exactly how do we define these gzeros of Chazal? In fact, it's in Sota Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. Its original source is the Mishnah in Taharis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Here's the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon. Rishon. If someone eats a Rishon Latoma, he's considered Rishon. Ochel, Ochel Sheni, Sheni. If you eat a Sheni, you're considered a Sheni. Ochel Shlishi, Shlishi. For us to understand the implication of the rules over here, we need to know, as Rashi describes in Dibur HaMaskil Shlishi, that if anything is a Shlishi Latoma, so then in such a case, it has significance vis-a-vis Kodshim. Kodshim that comes in contact with a Shlishi Latuma, the Gemara in Chulin Lame Gimel Lame Beis says becomes Posel for Kodshim, even if it's 3 degrees removed from the original Avatuma. Truma is not affected by 3 degrees, it will only be affected by a Sheni Latuma. A Sheni Latuma will Pasel Truma. Hence, according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Gzeira Midrabanan, let's remind ourselves that all this is the Gzeira Midrabanan that took place in the holy attic of Hananya. If you eat a Rishon Latuma, you're considered a Rishon. If you eat a Sheni, you're considered a Sheni. If you recall, I had read originally the Mishnah in Zavim that we had 7 lines in the bottom, according to this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon, someone who eats a Rishon, Va'ochel Sheni, someone who eats a Sheni, Sheni. Both of them are considered a Sheni Latuma. They're not considered a Rishon Latuma, even if they ate a Rishon Latuma. Shlishi, if he eats a shlishi, sheni lekodesh, then he's considered a sheni vis-a-vis kodesh. Rashi explains that the Gemara in Chulin elaborates why he becomes a sheni lekodesh, but for our purposes, ve'ein sheni letruma. And he doesn't even become a sheni letruma bechulin shenasu al taras truma. If we're talking about a case of where it's not actual truma, but we're talking about chulin that a person wants to maintain its kedusha al taras truma, if the individual ate a sheni letruma, in such a case, he would not even be posel chulin shenasu al taras truma. We will not focus too much on that part of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras Truma, because the primary proof of our Gemara is very straightforward. And that is that we had learned previously that if someone eats a Rishon Lutuma, so then in such a case it will passel Truma, but it will not cause the Truma itself to become Tame, that it could be Metame, something else. That's consistent with the position of Rabbi Yoshua that we saw in the beginning, ha'ochel, ochel rishon, va'ochel sheni, sheni. Whether a person eats a rishon l'tumah, or whether a person eats a sheni l'tumah, at most he becomes a sheni, and we know that a sheni passels truma, but does not make the truma itself tame, that could passel something else. The Gemara now explains why it is that Chazal made this gzeira altogether. We learned in Rashi in the beginning of the sugya that the whole iser of eating tumah that one becomes tame only applies to nevelas of tohar. Why did Chazal then say that ochel rishon or a sheni becomes a sheni l'tumah, as we saw in Shittas Rabbi Yoshua, or for that matter, according to Rabbi Eliezer? Why does an ochel rishon become rishon? Why does an ochel sheni become a sheni? Al pi dinei Torah, those rules don't apply. My time it goes Rabbi Rabbanan Tuma. What was the reason that Chazal made this iser? What's the rationale for the gzera of in the attic of Chananya? The zimin de ochel ochlin tmeim, because we're afraid that someone's going to be eating ochel tamei. V'shakel mashkin de truma, and he's going to take a drink of truma, v'shadile lepume, and he's going to put it in his mouth, upasaluhu, and he will make the truma pasal, so as to discourage anybody from mamish making truma pasal min haTorah. We say, the moment you eat a davar tameh, you become tameh. Therefore, never would a person put ochel tameh in his mouth with truma tahora. We also learned that there was a gzeira if someone drank mashkin tmeim that he becomes tameh. Says the Gemara, "Shoyse mashkin tmeim, my time in God's rabbanon." Why was there a gzeira? Answers the Gemara, "The zimnin deshasa mashkin tmeim," something very similar to what we learned above, that someone might drink a mashkin that's tameh. V'shakal ochlin de truma shad lepume, at the same time put truma tahora in his mouth and be mitameh the truma. Upasala, and thereby be pasal truma. That is an isur daraisa. Asks the Gemara, hainu hach. So why didn't we put them in the same category? Why do we have two different categories? One is someone who's ochel tamei, and then someone who's shasim mashkim. It's the same exact gezeira. So if we know one, we would know the other. Says the Gemara, ma'od say mahashchichi v'haloshchichi. Rashi explains that it's common for when a person is drinking something, so then in such a case, he might put something his mouth to drink when he's eating. In other words, it's common for someone to drink to help the food go down. That's something that's common. Halosh chichi, says Rashi, that when a person drinks, that he also eats. So our case was that he was drinking mashkin tmeim. It's not as likely for him to put food in his mouth when he's being shosa mashkin tmeim. Nevertheless, we made the gzera. So I might have thought if we only had the gzera by ochel, that's because it's common for someone to eat and then drink something down, and we're to help it go down. And therefore, as we learned in the Gemara above, we're afraid while he's eating ochel tameh, he might drink mashke truma, and for that reason, we say you automatically be tameh. However, when it comes to someone who is drinking mashkin tameh, it's not likely for him to put food in, and certainly not to put truma food in. And I would have thought that in such a case we don't make the gzeira. Kamash malon, no, we even made the gzeira in this case that seems to be uncommon. We also learned vaba roisha verubai b'mayim she'uvim, that if a majority of a person's body is covered, is watered in drawn water, so then as well he becomes tameh. Just a short introduction to what is mayim she'uvim. Torah Kedosha tells us ach mayim ubor mikvei mayim, that the way in which a person becomes tahar is to be rochets himself in a mikvei mayim. The antithesis of a mikvei mayim is that's rainwater that is collected together in one spot. Naturally, it came into a bar. If one draws water, so in such a case, then that is not mayim of a mikveh. Mayim shuvim can passel a mikveh. If when a mikveh is created, three lugim of mayim shuvim are part of the original constitution of the mikveh, that could passel the mikveh. So mayim shuvim is antithesis of what is a mikveh. There's nothing inherent about mayim shuvim being tame at all. So what's behind this gzeira? V'abar rosh v'ruba mayim shuvim mayim tame goes rabban and tuma. Amar av bimi amar av asi, a fascinating development. Sometimes how halacha can be misunderstood doesn't happen only today, where people misunderstand the halacha. It happened 2,000 years ago as well. Shebetchilo yitovlim b'mei ma'aros, michunasin usruchim. Originally, people found as a mikveh the water in caves that gathered into one spot, but they were also sruchim, they were also dirty water. And because it was dirty water, so they when they went to mikveh to be matire themselves, after they went into this cave water, they would clean themselves off from the dirt. Then they went into a shower. Very similar, if you think of going to mikveh today, especially during the hectic mikveh days. Often people want to take a shower after they actually went into the mikveh. They put on themselves mayim shuvim to clear off the dirty parts of the water. Hischilu vasam kavu. But what happened was that they began to make it kavua. Gozru aleim tmeah. Because it became so common to use these mayim shuvim, they said that's usher to use. Now the Gemara spells out, what does it mean it became kavua and so common? My keva, what does it mean that it became so common? Amar Abaye shayuarim loy elu metairim, ela elu ve elu metairim. People began to get the impression that it's not the mikvah alone that's metair, but they thought both of them are mitar, the mikvah and the mayim shuvim. Amalei Rava, Rava asks, "May nafkemina im hakatav li barach." So what's so bad? So they think also the mayim shuvim is part of the process, but they went into both. At the end of the day, he became tar. El amar Rava, shayomrim loy elu mitarin, ela elu mitarin. Rather, what had happened was even more severe. They had begun to say, "No, no, 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 no! This is not the ikar thing. My father was always careful to go into the shower afterwards. The ikar is the shower, not the mikvah." So, for that reason, then we're afraid. Then they were mevatel the whole thing. Rashi explains that once they think that it comes in the shower, even if they're using both, eventually they're going to be mevatel the mikvah and come to be tovel in she'uvim. We mentioned also in the Mishnah in Zavim that one of the 18 gzeros are v'tar shenaflu al rosho v'rubo shlosh lugim mayim she'uvim. That if a tar has three lugim mayim she'uvim, then that makes him tamei. The Gemara asks, "My tamei gozer rabbanan tuma." Why did the rabbanan make a gzera of tuma? Answers the Gemara, "Di ilo ha lo kaima ha." If people would not look at three lugim of she'uvim as something as being metame a person, then they would not accept the other gzera that we learned just above, and that is that if you go into mayim she'uvim, that after you went to the mikvah, you're going to be tame, because they're going to say if the shlosh lugim won't make you tame, then why would the mayim she'uvim make you tame? We also learned that for some fascinating reason, sifrei kodesh are mitame a person. So why is that? Why did Mishnah and Yedaim say that? What's the rationale for that? Because every sefer my time it goes to Rabban and Tuma. Answers the Gemara, Amr Shar Shir Shebetchila Hayu Matznin Es Ochlin De Truma Eitzel Sefer Torah. Originally they used to hide Truma next to a Sefer Torah to protect it from coming in contact with Tuma. The logic being
is they thought it's a great place to hide it because people are less likely to bring Dvarim Hatmeim next to a Sefer Torah. V'amar Haikodesh V'Haikodesh. Kivin Dechazid Kassel of the Seda. But what happened was it caused damage to the Sefer Torah. Why? Says Rashi, mice used to come. V'amru Haikodesh V'Haikodesh. Kivin Dechazid Kassel of the Seda. They saw that it became damaged, even though both of them are Kaddosh. Gazru Be Rabbanan Tumah. The Rabbanan said that Sefer Torah Metame, they did that actually to protect the Sefer Torah so they wouldn't bring Truma next to it and encourage mice around a Sefer Torah. We also learned Vahayadayim, that Yadayim are Tmeos. Mipnesha Yadayim Askaniosim. And the reason that Yadayim are Tame is because hands are always busy. And Rashi explains they touch different parts of the person's own body and even areas that are metunaf. And Rashi says v'gnai l'tuma, that it truma. It's a gnai for truma. That's the chash when it comes to yadayim askonios. Rashi quotes that his Rabosav had a different pshat, that they understood that the chshash of Yodayim Askonios was that the hands were mamish going to come in contact with Tumah and then be metame Truma. Rashi is bothered that if that's so why is it that Chazal did not make the gzera that Yodayim will be metame also other things? Not only will Yodayim be posel, but Yodayim should also not only be Mos, but the Chshash of Yadayim should also include even that hands can make something a Rishon Latumah to be able to be Metame other things. In order to answer this question, one should see Rabbeinu David in Psachim Adaf Yud Tes Amid Aleph, where Rabbeinu David says, Beferish, that the whole Chshash of Yadayim Askanios is not that hands are going to touch everything, but hands are likely to touch a Rishon Latumah, but that hands are going to be all over the place, that they're going to be touching dead rodents and so on, that we don't have the Chshash. Therefore, says, is for this reason that Rashi's objection against his Rabosav might fall away. That one could defend and say that Rabosav only said that the hands become Tame, that they'll come in contact with the Rishon L'Tumah, but in Avatumah, that there won't be any Chshash. The Gemara adds, Tana Af Yadayim Habos Machmas Sefer Posels Es HaTrumah. Not only did we learn the Yadayim are Askanios, we discussed Machlokes Rashi and his Rabbeim, but also Yodayim that come in contact with the Sefer could be posel truma. Mishum, the Rebbe Parnach. Because of Rebbe Parnach had taught, Amar Rebbe Parnach, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Elche Sefer Torah Arum, Nikbar Arum. Someone who grabs a Sefer Torah, holds a Sefer Torah, when it is not covered, will be buried without clothing. Arum Salka Daitach? Does it mean literally that he will be buried? Mamish Arum? The Ritva in Dibar Maschel Nikbar Orum explains that the question is, that's enough of an onesh, just that he will be buried Arum. At the end of the day, Ve'el Ofer Toshev, ultimately, in this week's parasha we learned, that he's going to go back to Ofar, that's not a very, very big onesh. Elom Ramzera Orum below mitzvahs. He'll be buried without mitzvahs. Asks the Gemara, below mitzvahs al-kadaitach, do you mean that he's literally going to be buried without mitzvah? It's hard to imagine that he's not going to have any mitzvahs. Ela ema orim below osam mitzvah. He'll be buried naked without this mitzvah. According to Ritva, that means that he will lose the mitzvah of kriya that he did beforehand. Some say means that he will lose the mitzvah of glila. Now that we've introduced that there were two gzeros, one in regards to someone who touches the Sefer Torah with his hands as a lack of kavod for the Sefer Torah because Yadayim Askanios, and we mentioned as well that Yadayim Askanios are ones that passel Truma, asks the Gemara in the bottom line, Yadayim Amalaf, Haigazur Bereisha, what was instituted first? Ilai Ma, Haigazur Bereisha, if we're going to say that what was instituted first, the Gzera that came first, if we're going to say that they originally made the Gzera that Stam Yadayim are Askanios, so continues the Gemara in Amma Beis, Kivin the Haigazur Bereisha, once we have the Gzera that Stam Yadayim are Askanios, Hasu Lamali, then of course they should prohibit someone from touching the Sefer Torah or Sfarim as well.
because we said that all hands are tame. Elahach gozer bereisha, but rather you have to say that they made the gzera of the sefer. V'hada gozer bekulu yadayim, and then they made a gzera by the rest of the hands. The next thing that was mentioned in the Mishnah in Zavim was Tful Yom. Says the Gemara, three lines from the top of Yudalim and base. Tful Yom. We mentioned Tful Yom. The concept of Tful Yom, of course, is that someone who went to the mikvah, the Torah Kedoshah tells us in Vayikra Chav Beis, Uva Hashemesh Vitoher, that they need to wait for Herav Shemesh to be Metar themselves. When we're talking about someone who touches a sheretz or something else which is tameh, then they have to wait for Herav Shemesh. So this idea of a Tful Yom being Asur, that's a din Doraisa. It says Beferish. So the Gemara says, you're right. Samim, you can't remove from here Tful Yom. It's an error. It should not say Tful Yom. What was also mentioned in the Mishnah was Va'ochlin, if they have food, Shenitmu B'mashkin. They become Tameh through Mashkin. What exactly is this case? B'mashkin demai. What type of Mashke? Ilema B'mashkin Abon Machmas Sheretz, asks the Gemara. If we're talking about Mashkin that came due to a Sheretz, what does it mean due to a Sheretz? Mashkin that came in contact with the Sheretz, which Rashi explains, becomes a Rishon Latuma, which came in contact then with an Ochel. In other words, we have a Sheretz, which is an Avatuma, that came in contact with Mashkin, which makes it a Rishon, which came in contact to Ochel, which becomes a Sheni Latuma. So that could be Posel Truma min HaTorah. Doraisenin l'chsiv v'chol Mashke asher yishteh. The Torah says all Mashke that come in contact with the Sheretz can become Rishon Latuma and be Metamei Truma. Posel Truma, when that comes into contact with the product of this mashke. Elo b'mashkin abon machmas yedayim. Rather, we're talking about mashkin that came from yedayim asconius. Ugzerim isha mashkin abon machmas sheretz. And it's also because of a mashke that came in contact with a sheretz. So part of the gzera also was kelim that had become tamei through mashkin. Asks the Gemara, kelim d'itmu b'mashkin demai. What type of mashkin were metamei the kelim? Ilema b'mashkin d'zav. If we're talking about the spit of a zav, d'raisaninu. That we learn in the Torah that it's metame. D'chsiv, as the Torah HaKdosha describes, v'chiyaro kazavin v'yikra tezva batar v'chi beis begad v'rachatz b'mayim v'tame ad ha'arev. That the roke of the zav is mechabes begadim because one needs to be metaher. Masha biyatar temesi l'cha. Gemara here adds also that we learn that what's in the hand of a zav is metame b'masa. That's really not our subject. Ela, okay, but the raya was from the fact that mashkin de zav is metame min hatar. So we can't be talking about zav. Ela b'mashkin abon machmas sheretz. But rather we're talking about mashke that came in contact with a sheretz, so the mashke is a rishon l'tumah. Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil Elo b'boin machmas sheretz towards the end of the Yomud spells out, based on the Gemara in Psachim Chof Amar Aleph, we have the following yisod, and that is that kelim are only mekabel tumah from an av hatumah. So technically, if water that's tame, which is rishon l'tumah, comes in contact with the keli, it would not be Tame min haTorah. However, ugzeira mishum mashkin dizav. Chazal made a gzeira because of mashkin dizav. We were afraid that if we'd be makel on a mashke that's a rishon l'tumah to be metame kelim, then people will think that mashke of a zav is also not mekabel kli, and that we saw is a beferish pasuk. V'chiyaro kazav batar v'chibes begodov. In our list, of course, was yadayim. Our Mishnah also had told us that this tumas yadayim, which we had two explanations for, either it means close for truma according to Rashi, or that the hands are mamish considered tame midrabanan. Either way, if we put two and two together, we have the Mishnah Zavim that puts it in the list of Gzeros, and our Mishnah that says that this took place in the attic of Chananya, which we learn in Yud Gimel Amud Beis,
and there were more Talmidei Beis Shammai that they were Beis Hillel. So who are the authors of this? The authors of this, aside from being in the attic of Hananya, included were the Talmidim of Shammai in Hillel. The Gemara is bothered. At the end of the day, it seems that it wasn't the Talmidim, it was Shammai and Hillel themselves. Says the Gemara, V'yadayim, Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel gozer? Is it the students of Shammai and Hillel created the Gezerah? Shammai v'Hillel gozer? No, Shammai and Hillel themselves created the Gezerah. The sightings we learned in a Braisa, Yossi ben Yezer, Sreid of Yossi ben Yochanan, Ishu Shlaim, gozeru tuma al eretz ha'amimim va'al kli zechuchis. Yossi ben Yezer and Yossi ben Yochanan created the Gezerah of Tumas Eretz Amimim. Rashi explains there's a big discussion in the sugya of Nazir as well, if I'm not mistaken, around the Memhei area, that Tumas Eretz Amimim is based on the idea that a kever of a guy's metame bimaga ubimasa, and ol, and there's a suffix in Eretz Amimim, wherever you walk, that you might be walking over a kever. Hence, there is a gzera that was made on Tumas Eretz Amimim, v'alklei zechuchis. There was also a gzera that was made on glass, that even though minatora it's not tame, Chazal created the institution midrabanan, reminiscent of the idea, emphasis on reminiscent of the idea that midrabanan today we are also tovel kli zchuchis, glass midrabanan. Shimon ben Shatach tiken ksuba liisha. Shimon ben Shatach instituted a ksuba for isha in order that it shouldn't be easy for a man to get rid of his wife, even if she already had a ksuba, and he would have to pay the ksuba. On the other hand, Shimon ben Shatach added that it would also be collected from fields, from his nechasim sheish lamachrayis, which was much more complicated than for him to simply write her, give her cash, or write her a check, that he would have to go through the process of freeing up all of his nechasim sheish amachrayis, and he instituted that on behalf of the woman. This way the husband won't do it in a moment of anger. V'gozar tuma al kli matachos, and we create a gezerah on kli matachos. Rashi says later on the Gemara will explain. And finally, for our purposes, Shammai v'Hillel gozru Tuma alayadayim. And Shammai v'Hillel also created gzeira of Tuma on the hands. So what do we see? It's not from the Talmidim of Hillel Shammai. It's from Shammai Hillel himself. Answers the Gemara v'chitema Shammai v'Siyato Hillel v'Siyato. If you're going to say that it was Shammai and Hillel with his help, with help, a little bit of help from our friends, v'amei v'nyavin. V'amar of Yehuda amar Shmuel Yud ches davar gazru. They said that there were 18 things that were part of the gzera, ubiyud ches nechleku, and there were 18 things that actually Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were disagreeing with, and we know v'ilu Hillel v'Shammai lo nechleku ela begimel makomos. But within Hillel and Shammai themselves, there are only 3 instances that they disagreed. Amar Rav Huna begimel makomos nechleku. As Rav Huna taught, Hillel and Shammai themselves only disagreed in 3 instances. So we see, we cannot say that our Mishnah says Talmidei Hillel v'Shammai, that's consistent with the idea of Hillel v'Shammai, because Hillel and Shammai means Hillel v'Siyato. But that would not be true, because Hillel v'Siyato, Shammai v'Siyato only disagreed with 3 things, not the many more that our Mishnah connotates, because ultimately all of these things in our Mishnah have been disputed between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And if you're going to want to answer, also inu that Shammai and Hillel themselves, in regards to Yadayim, gozru litlos, they said that if hands that are not washed beforehand come in contact with truma, you have to leave the truma to hang. What does it mean? That means that you can't eat it, but at the same time, they would not burn it like truma tmeya vada'a. Vasu Talmideo, and then the Talmidim of Hillel and Shammai came along, Vigazru, and they made Gzera Lisrof. And therefore, you don't have to get involved with the fact that Hillel and Shammai only disagreed with three things. It's true, Hillel and Shammai only disagreed with three. Their Talmidim disagreed with more. And our Mishnah actually is not a contradiction, because our Mishnah introduces the idea that Talmidei Hillel and Shammai said that it's mamish tmeya mid rabbani, you have to burn it, while their rabbeim did not go that far. V'ha'amar Ilfa, but then Ilfa taught, yodayim tchilas gzei rasan l'sreifa. He said originally the gzera was that one needs to burn it. Ella suggests to the Gemara another possibility. Also, inu gazer, Shammai and Hillel gave the gzera for lo kiblu minayu, but it wasn't accepted. Va'asu talmidayu, and then their students came along, gazru v'kiblu minayu, and then it was accepted. The Gemara now has reconciled how you relate Shammai and Hillel to talmidei Hillel v'Shammai, but now the Gemara is stuck with a broader problem. Who is the source of this takana altogether, outside of whether it's Shammai and Hillel themselves or their students? What about the fact that it appeared way beforehand? Vakati Shlomo Goyza. This takana goes all the way back to Shlomo HaMelech. As the Gemara records in Erevin, Chaf Aleph Amabez, Damra of Yehuda Meshmuel, Besha Shetikin Shlomo, Shlomo HaMelech made two great takanos. Erevin Vinatilis Yadayim. He made the takana of Eruv Chatzeros, that all of Klal Yisrael, even when they're in a reshus that's surrounded by mechitzas, if there are many families, they should join together to be able to carry in the chatzer. See the introduction of the Masada Rav Kook to the Chiddushei HaRashba, where the Magia has a beautiful idea where he says that the essence of Shlomo's takanas were, as his name, Shlomo, was to bring closer Klal Yisrael, that on Shabbos we should feel that we're one mishpacha. It's not a coincidence that the Sitra Acher makes it that Dafke Erevin becomes, unfortunately, times of not only Machlokis L'Shem Shemayim, but serious disagreement that spills over into things that are inappropriate. Back to our Gemara. Unetilas Yadayim. He instituted Erevin and Unetilas Yadayim. Yotzis Abaskal V'Amra B'ni, the Pasuk in Mishle, Im Chacham Libcha Yismach Libi Gam Ani, that I rejoice with the wisdom of your heart. As well as the Pasuk Mishle says, Chacham b'ni v'samach libi v'ashiva charfa devar. So what do we see? Leaving aside the actual drushas in Mishle, we see clearly that according to Gemara and Erevin, as recorded over here as well, it was Shlomo HaMelech that created the takana of Erevin and Netilas Yadayim, and not Shammai and Hillel. Answers the Gemara, also Shlomo to Tezvav and Aleph, Gazar Kodshim, Vasu Hinu, Gazar Af Litruma. Shlomo HaMelech's Gzer was specifically for Kodshim, and then Shammai and Hillel and their Talmidim, as discussed in the previous Gemara, extended the Yodayim Askanios, the requirement, also for Truma as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Pshat of Daf Yudalid. Bezer Hashem, we now go to the Halacha. In the Halacha section for today, for Daf Yud Dalid, I'd like to focus on a topic that's not as well known, that really emerges from our sugya, and that is the Gemara on Yud Dalid had told us that there were two gezeras that Chazal had created in regards to Mayim Sh'uva making a person Tameh. One was that Rosh HaVerubo, if Mayim Sh'uva comes onto a person afterwards, after they've gone to mikvah, makes a person Tameh, as well as if there are three lugim of Mayim Sh'uvim as well that come onto a person, it's going to make him Tameh. What is the halacha about taking a shower after going to the mikvah? Both for women that are going to mikvah because the Isur Nida, and for men who have the custom to do it based on, as we discussed, the Maseches Brachos, because of Baal Keri, according to many, L'chatchila should not learn Torah. Many are not aware, because this does not appear in the halachos of going to the mikvah, which is in Simin Kuf Tzadi and Simin Reish, but in the halachos of mikvos itself, in the last halach in Simin Reish Aleph, where you have all the halachos of constructing a mikvah, the Ramah concludes Simin Reish Aleph by saying, Avalachsir v'lerchotz acharkach yesh osrim. There are some who say that it's aser to go to a mikvah and then follow it up by doing rechitza, and he concludes, v'chein noagu. The source is of Mordechai in the second parak of Shavuos, which is based on our Gemara. And that is that our Gemara says beferish that going into Mayim Shuvim, they made a gzeira, that they were afraid that people who were going to go into Mayim Shuvim after the mikvah, then they would think that the Mayim Shuvim is what's mitahir them. So for that reason, they prohibited and said a person is tameh. The question, of course, is, why did the Ramah only say Yesh Osrim and Asr it as a minig? Why is it not Asr even according to the Mechaber? L'chura, it's a Gemara Mefureshes. And clearly, the Ramah is aware that there are many who disagree. How could you possibly disagree with this open Gzeira that Chazal made, which is one of Yud Ches Gzeiras that were made in the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkiah? Ramesha Feinstein in Yaredeya, Chelek Beis, Simin Tzadivav, explains that these gzeiros, Ramesha claims, were only specifically in regards to Truma. That because a person will be confused, they will come Lidei Zilzel of the mikvah. Chazal made a gzeira that if they were metame themselves with Shuvim, they're being metame Lifsal Truma. It's not, Ramesha says, that we don't consider it halachic tevila. And he says, I'll prove it to you, because one of the gzeros was that Gimel Lugin is mitame the person. Now, if we're going to say that the gzera was that the tevila is not considered a valid tevila, no one would ever get confused. Like the Gemara says, the reason why they prohibited Gimelugim is they said that if we allowed a person come in contact with Gimelugim, then they'll come to think that Mayim She'uvim is also okay. No one would come to think that Gimelugim abdicates a tevila. Maybe when it comes to Rechitza, you would say that it's no longer a tefila. But Gimel Lugin? It must be that they would think that if Gimel Lugin doesn't make a person Tameh, then also Mayim She'uv midrabanan because of the Gzera, so too Mayim She'uvim. But the tefila is for sure there. So in what way is the Gimel Lugin make a person Tameh? It doesn't make her a Nida again. It makes him Tameh that he could passel Truma. But for other things, for other Tmeos, so then no one would ever have thought that Gimel Lugin, or for that matter anything else, could make a woman a Nida again, that is Asura Labaila. Hence, Ramesha points out that this was a Gzeira, but clearly a Gzeira that a person's considered Tame to Pasel Truma, but for nothing else. And therefore, it's a Das Yachid. On the other hand, Ramesha says that for Ashkenazim, the Ramah said, V'chein Nagu, although Ramesha says that if possible, even if a person is an Istanist, that one could keep in mind that he feels strongly that this Gemara was not said in regards to Nida. Nevertheless, if they could go about waiting a full night before they take a shower, then that would be ideal. Rav Ozner in Shevet Alevi Chelek Hey Simin Kuf Chav Hey takes it as a davar pashut that the Ramah's minhag is followed. The only question that Rav Ozner still has, and he discusses this with the Shoel, starts with the assumption that she's not allowed to take a shower afterwards. But how long of period of time does the gzeira apply? Is it the first hour after they went, an individual went to a mikvah, that they're not allowed to come into shu'uvim, lest people lose the differentiation between mikvah and shu'uvim, or is it an entire day? So Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, in the Tshuva says Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, but I believe he's referring to Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, seems to say that the gzera was the entire day. Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil v'habo l'acha shetovel mitumaso b'mayim shuvin bo bayom. So if one took that Rashi literally, that would sound like a 12-hour period. That would mean the entire night. However, Rav Ozner says that he does not think that that is correct. The moment that one shows that the tevila was effective, in other words, the moment that the husband and wife come in contact with each other, even if there isn't tashmish, but they show that they're mutter to each other because of the tevila, so then in such a case, then a shower
would be acceptable and the gzeira does not apply. That one does not need to follow the chumrah ad asof that the Rashi was talking about bo bayom. And again, we have Ramesha Feinstein's ha'ara, as Rav Ozner himself alludes to, that this entire gzeira many Rishonim did not accept. That's what Rav Ozner writes. Why? So Rav Moshe Feinstein gave us the svara that the whole gzeira only was in regards to truma and wasn't vis-a-vis isha labaila. Finally, in regards to the male counterpart of being tovel for carry, as we saw in Brachos on Daf Chav Beis or so, the Sefer Yisod V'Shor Shavoda in Shar Ches describes that after a man goes to the mikveh, so then in such a case, he should wash himself, wash his face, and then the rest of his body. There he says also to say L'Kavid Shabbos Kodesh. The Sefer Emek Yoshua quotes the son of the Imre Emes, Rav Meir Alter, who asked that L'Chura, this Yisod V'Shor Shavoda, is against our Gemara. And he points out that the Shalah, in our Masechet, in Masechet Shabbos, Ner Mitzvah Ois Tes, says that one should go to the shower before going to the mikvah. As well, this is quoted in the name of the Kaf HaChaim, in Simen Reish Samach, Sifkot and Dal, in the name of the Arizal. And presumably, the rationale of those Svarim against the Yisod V'Shor Shavoda is our Gemara, as the son of the Imre Emes pointed out, that there was an old tradition that goes back to the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkia, that one should not come in contact with Mayim She'uvim immediately after coming to the mikvah. According to Rashi, in the Sugya of Truma, it's the entire day. However, Rav Ozner points out that when it comes to Isha Labayla, one does not need to be more machmir after she comes home, and one does not need the entire Chumr of Rashi of Bo Bayom. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic for Daf Yud Dalet.